marking 100 years since elk were brought back to Michigan. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The elk is an important Michigan symbol. It's even on our state flag. But have you ever seen an elk in the wild in Michigan? Lester Graham took a trip up north to see wild elk, and he has this report.
Michigan elk were wiped out in the 19th century. Clear-cutting the forests removed their habitat. Market hunting, that is, hunting to sell the meat to restaurants, butchers, and homes, did the rest.
Habitat changed quickly. Animals were harvested without any limit because back at that time, there were no protections on any type of wildlife.
That's Katie Keene with the Department of Natural Resources. Eventually, some conservationists got together to try to restore the elk to Michigan.
100 years ago, in 1918, 7 elk were brought from the western United States to Michigan.
Today, there are nearly 1,200 elk in and around Pigeon River Country State Forest near Gaylord. I grabbed a recorder and a camera to go search for elk myself. I had 2 days. On the first morning, I ran into Clem Kasuba. He's an elk hunting guide. He said outside of dawn and dusk, it's really hard to find them.
With the heat, they're back in by the swamps or around lakes or in the shade up in the hills.
He told me a place where I'd have a better chance of seeing elk at those times than at a roadside observation point. So I hiked into the forest to this little rise that overlooked two large clearings and set up my equipment under an old maple tree. I waited and waited.
Okay, it's getting dark here. No elk today. Day one.
I got to thinking about something Clem Kasuba had told me. I asked him if he was a guide only or did he hunt.
Oh, I'm a hunter, but I've never hunted elk. I never got a permit yet.
How many years have you been trying to get a permit?
35 years. Yep.
There are nearly 50,000 applications for an elk permit each year. Only Michigan hunters can apply. A lottery is held for 200 permits. Katie Keene says that's more permits than traditional because at a population of 1,200, the elk are beyond the target of 500 to 900 animals.
When a population gets too high and is not managed, there can be a lot of bad feelings created.
You know what a deer can do to a garden, right? Well, think of an animal 2 to 4 times bigger than a deer foraging. Then remember, elk gather in herds. That can cause a lot of damage to crops. Day two, I met two couples at the observation site by the road. Ed Curran asked what I was up to, and I noticed he had some cameras along with long lenses in the front seat of the Land Cruiser. For them, watching elk is a hobby.
About 3 weeks ago, we saw 14 large bulls in that viewing area.
So I'm not wasting my time completely.
No, they're around here. They got to be around here somewhere.
I was not having any luck.
Here at dawn, no elk. Search the woods, no elk. Here at dusk, no elk. That's the end of day two. I was literally packing up to go, and I noticed something out of the corner of my eye, and it's a juvenile elk. Not very big at all. And it's just slowly getting closer and closer.
I watched as that elk grazed along the edge of the forest for maybe 10 minutes altogether. He never got closer than about 150 yards, but still, it was pretty rewarding. I wish he would have gotten closer, but it was just nice to finally see one. I'm Lester Graham.
If you want to see elk, viewing at the Pigeon River Country State Forest gets better during September and October. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.